USA Radio News.
The International Energy Agency's 31 member countries agreed Tuesday to release 60 million barrels of oil from their strategic reserves. Half of those reserves will come from the U.S. The members say the move is a message to the oil markets that supplies won't fall short as Russia continues its invasion of Ukraine. President Joe Biden delivered his first State of the Union speech on Tuesday night, touching on a topic impacting most American families.
Inflation is robbing them of gains they thought otherwise they would be able to feel. I get it.
Biden's speech comes as a new NPR PBS Marist College poll shows that 56% of Americans are calling Biden's first year in office a failure. And the Dow fell nearly 600 points on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob, and the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The 2020 election is still making news in Wisconsin. Tim Berg reports.
Former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman wants the state to look into decertifying the 2020 election results. Gableman presenting the findings of his election investigation to Wisconsin lawmakers. He says the point of the investigation is to spur future legislative changes. His report also finding that Mark Zuckerberg's group paid for illegal drop boxes to be placed in Democratic voting strongholds and that ineligible voters remained on the voting rolls in the state, which is illegal.
On Tuesday, a new CDC report showed Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine gave children 5 and older strong protection against hospitalization and death even during the Omicron surge. A day earlier, a study from New York raised the question of whether the vaccine is less effective in kids ages 5 to 11. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Major League Baseball has canceled opening day. Commissioner Rob Manfred announced Tuesday the sport will lose regular season games over a labor dispute. For the first time in 27 years, the league and union have not made plans for future negotiations. Iowa's governor must return federal COVID-19 funds.
Iowa's state auditor has now called for Governor Kim Reynolds to return nearly $450,000 in federal coronavirus relief funds that were used to pay for 21 governor's office staff members for 3 months in 2020. Auditor Rob Sand released a report that repeated his recommendation from October 2020 and last December that the funds were improperly used and should be returned. Sand said in December that the governor not only misspent the federal money, but tried to conceal it by passing it through State Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. From the USA Radio Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Chris Wilson, a cast member of the show Outback Wrangler on the National Geographic Network, has died after his helicopter crashed in an isolated portion of Australia on Monday night. He was 34. People magazine reports Wilson was often seen traveling through remote areas in the show, hosted by his colleague, Matt Wright. And Fox News reports singer Elton John is okay after his private jet suffered a hydraulic failure landing in Ireland Tuesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.